Welcome back to Settlement Nation Podcast and one of our favorite series, War Chest Wednesday, brought to you by Independent Life, the only planner-focused structured settlement provider. As always, I am your host, Courtney Barber, and today I'm sharing with you more great tools for you to add to your war chest in your fight for justice. Today, we are joined by the lovely Michelle Jordan, the founder of Iconographics, and her team, Sean Kinsey, the director of forensic visualization, and Emily Bykirk, the director of medical visualization. So welcome, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Now, Michelle, since we had you on last time, you've had some really amazing results for your company, for trial lawyers out there, and some, you know, really, really big cases that you've been able to help them with. But let's rewind the deck a little bit and go back to the start. For everyone who doesn't know, why did you start Iconographics?
You know, I was really fortunate to be able to see from the inside over the last 17 years. I've been able to work in my husband's law firm. And with that, I was able to see how difficult it became to get the visualizations that we needed for our cases. I started to realize that the customer service that we had once experienced just wasn't there anymore. And what we were receiving as far as a product came, a product comes so close to trial or mediation, just really wasn't what we were visualizing for our cases. So we just thought, hey, let's try this ourselves and see what we can do. I'm sure we could probably do this better. We were able to hire some amazing animators. And with that, we were able to get some great people to join our team. And together, we've produced a product that I couldn't be more proud of.
That is amazing. And so before we get into the team, why do you think Iconographics is just solving a lot of problems? Because there are other companies out there. And why do you think your company is solving a lot of problems that other companies can't solve for the lawyers?
Well, like I said, Courtney, I think having that experience working in the law firm along with Jason Jordan, my husband, and other of the attorneys that work for TL4J along with Jordan Law, we have attorneys backing us and insight as to what jurors are looking for, what the courtroom is like, what mediators are looking for. And so that really helps us when we're working one-on-one, not only with experts, but with the attorneys themselves from the very beginning to the end of the case. We're not just taking that initial call, asking what you want, and then delivering a stock product. We are making all of our product is custom to your case. And we work with you from the very beginning to the end to make sure that the product you are getting that is being delivered to you is exactly what you've envisioned for that case.
That is great. Now talk a little bit about, Michelle, about the different offerings that you have, because I've seen some of your work and it's absolutely amazing. It actually looks like you're watching a real life recording or video, but do you want to talk a little bit about what you have?
Sure. Yeah. So we have both sides. We've got our forensic side and we've got our medical side. So on our forensic and medical side, there's really not much that we can't do. I don't think we've run into a case yet where we're not able to produce what that client's asking for. On the forensic side, you know, we do everything from, crash reconstruction to nighttime viz to, product liability. And then on the medical side as well, we can go ahead and do educational pieces to boards, colorized films, medical malpractice, dental malpractice, whatever your case is, we can pretty much produce a product for it.
And speaking of cases, you brought up sort of in our pre-show chat about two that you really wanted to talk about today, where using Iconographics, really help the lawyers. Do you want to go into a little bit of detail? Because I'm sure these are the types of cases too that a lot of the listeners face every day in their firms as well.
I sure do. Yeah. So we have two cases. We have one on the forensic side that I'm going to let Sean speak to, and one on the medical side that Emily will speak to. The one that Sean is going to go ahead and discuss is a client of ours who I just want to point out originally had a $100,000 offer and pre-trial ended up getting a $1.2 million settlement by using our graphics to help support his case. So Sean, do you want to go ahead and discuss that a bit?
Yes, that case was really interesting. As you mentioned, it was under $100,000. The best offer the client received, he said, was $87,000. And it was the graphics he attributed most to that case and being able to send that to the individual insurance carriers and also claim on the uninsured motorist coverage. He had a 1.8 million 4-day tendered policy limits on that uninsured, and he got 1.5 million on the State Farm policy, where they denied liability originally, offered him $0, and then on the Allstate, he also was able to extend to their policy limits, where they were not going to pay the medical fees. That case involved a car crash where a family just had a newborn. They were on their way to church Sunday morning. They had to stop in an HOV lane on a highway. There was no reason to stop. The person in front of them was stopping and making an illegal left turn. They were confused by their GPS navigation, and they didn't know how to make this left turn from this HOV lane. It's a rather large intersection. That was one of the challenges that the client really had, was it had three through lanes. An HOV lane, a left turn lane in both directions, and then a cross street that also had two lanes in each direction. It's a very large intersection, complicated to show with just a police report. So as he started telling people about this case, because it was a multi-car crash, this plaintiff was stopped behind this car that just stopped in the middle of the HOV lanes, a 55 mile an hour zone. A car came up behind a Toyota, and as the bullet vehicle struck them from behind, and there was 3 feet of intrusion, pushed the car 100 feet eventually. As you can imagine, the bumper was at the back seat of the child in the rear facing car seat. The bumper was right there. Glass came in, shattering. So they did have some injuries of varying difference. And then Emily also worked on that case with me for the damages that were really influential in getting that policy to understand what the later results were, some of the surgeries and some of the damages occurred later, concussive-like symptoms like 8-9 months later. And she can speak to that. But yeah, it was a tragic case and very complex because there were multiple cars, and then they kind of ping ponged, and, the front car ended up going to the right and the other cars go to the left. The Toyota ended up going to the right, and then the stopped car and the plaintiff's car in the middle ended up going to the left. So it was really hard, to communicate for the client, what actually happened. He was an ex-police officer, so it made sense to him to look at this black and white diagram in this police report. I don't know if you've ever seen a traffic control report, but they're not very good sketches. They're not to scale. There's no color data. Mm-hmm. You really need an aerial image. And so we were able to come up with a solution with the disparate testimonies. He had some on video that we were able to insert into a linear video and add to explain why this car we showed on screen on the aerial. We had a photorealistic car to it. And then she could narrate her own testimony as to why she was confused on GPS. She stopped in the middle of the road. And then we were also able to visualize the testimony of the bullet vehicle, the Toyota that struck from behind, that there was nothing in the way, an unobstructed view in the aerial. You could clearly see we enhanced the visibility HOV lanes and the through lanes. They've been wore down over time. So we were able to bring clarity to this really complex crash, which makes sense when you see it, and a visual is really worth a thousand words.
Right. So as you can see, Courtney, that, you know, by just explaining this, whether it be to jurors or in mediation, without the visualization, you can't truly, truly understand what happened to your client. And by doing this, you're able to paint a clear picture for them as to the severity of the accident and the severity of the injuries to your client.
And Michelle, on that point, and, you know, Sean, what you just described, even you painting the picture, having the visuals as a you know, added benefit to it. It really paints a different picture than when a lawyer gets up and tries to describe something. So even from my point of view, it really helps because you're describing each different aspect and being able to pull it apart and put it back together and look kind of down at it from the glass ceiling, which is really important. Michelle, you had one other case you wanted to talk about today. Do you want to go a little bit into that one?
Yeah, thank you. So we had a baby birth defect case where Emily will go ahead and discuss exactly what she did. This was one of the first baby birth defect cases that we had done. And what she did was absolutely amazing. Being able to put mom in labor and delivery and show baby in the womb and what happened was just absolutely amazing. I'm going to go ahead and let her explain in a little bit more detail to you.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle. Yeah, that was a really interesting case. So just a little backstory on it. We had mom 39 weeks pregnant, full term, had no indication that she had any problems and had this undiagnosed vasa previa, which if anyone knows what that is, that's a unprotected fetal vessel that crosses very close to the cervical os, the opening at the cervix. So we worked one-on-one with the attorney, the expert, to kind of figure out how we were going to show this. Now, the only imaging we had of this was an ultrasound from one point of view, which was a sagittal view. So if you're looking at mom from the side, we could see baby in there. We could see the cervix. And then you could see this dot on this ultrasound. And it was basically like you were looking down a straw. So we're not seeing the whole vessel. We're just seeing a dot on the screen. And through all of her ultrasounds, it's there and no one, it completely goes unnoticed throughout her whole pregnancy, which can be very dangerous. So we worked with them to show how are we going to take this ultrasound, turn it into a 3D creation and look at this from a whole different perspective. So as Michelle said, we had mom in birthing position in the bed, baby in utero with amniotic sac, amniotic fluid around. We went ahead and highlighted where the placenta was, highlighted where baby is, where the umbilical cord is, and then where this unprotected vessel originates from and how it loops around baby. And then we're looking at this still from the same angle that the ultrasound was taken. And we pulled in that image to show, hey, these are the exact same distances. We even overlaid it on top of our animation and then pulled it away while keeping a highlight on that vessel to say, hey, this is what you're seeing on this ultrasound. And, you know, not everyone sees ultrasounds every day. So being able to create something that is a lot more colorful and easier to see helped a lot with just bringing those two images together. And then we took it one step farther where we actually from there rotated the camera to a top-down view as if you were looking at mom's belly from above, and faded away the baby just enough so that you could see that vessel and where it is in regard to the opening, the cervical os, which was huge because now you're not looking at it from looking down a straw, you're looking at the length of that entire vessel. And I'll say we worked very, very close with the expert to make sure that the placenta was in the right place and it was the right size and all the way down to the diameter of that unprotected vessel, which I believe was only 2 millimeters thick, but the length 16 centimeters long. I mean, I can remember it like it was the other day because we worked so closely with the expert. It was a great experience for sure.
Right. And I wanted to point out really quick, Courtney, as well to what Emily was speaking of in regards to the work that we do with the experts. A lot of times these doctors do not work on our regular, 8 to 5 hours. And so one of the pieces that we offer that I know other companies do not is pretty much round the clock hours. We work with experts when they're available. One of the biggest questions that we do get, Courtney, is how it is that we get our animation or how they get our animations into the courtroom as exhibits, not just demonstratives. I know majority mm-hmm. of the time they are used as demonstratives, but because we do work hand in hand with the expert down to the tools, the size, if it's an intestinal wall, the thickness, the kinks that are involved, everything, when they get up on stand and they testify, they can testify to the work that's being shown there in that courtroom. And that's how these attorneys are able to get our work in as exhibits.
And that, I think, Michelle, you just brought up a very important point. And thank you, Emily and Sean, for those great descriptions of your work. It sounds absolutely amazing. And after this, I definitely want to look at the work that you put together because I'm very intrigued. You know, working so closely, obviously, with the trial team, you're working with the experts. For attorneys that are listening, how do they kind of take the next step with you? Because I know that timelines are very important. This is not something you want to leave to the last minute. And also another big question they probably have is budget and how do they work within the confines of, you know, their case and that type of thing.
Right. It's a great question, Courtney. So, you know, we have quite a wide range. We like to say we have a bronze, a gold, silver packages. However, we also want to make sure that we're working with the attorney and their budget. Nothing is ever really set in stone. Nothing is, this is the exact price and that is it. We want to make sure that you are getting what you need for your case. We do things from colorized films that are very affordable for those lower budget cases, all the way to, like I said, nighttime viz stuff with the forensic side of our team to make accident recon happen. We have boards that we do as well that are, again, a middle range. But I think the best thing to do is when you're through discovery, or at least in the middle of discovery, when you've got your reports, your police report, your surgical reports, op reports, reach out to us. Let us know about the case. We'll go ahead and let you know what we need. Hear about your case, give you some suggestions and ideas if you don't already have that. And then we'll go ahead and send out a proposal for you to kind of take a look at, and you can let us know what's within your budget and what you would like to do. It is definitely never an all or nothing. We'll definitely work with you and what's going to be best for you and your case and your budget.
I think that's amazing. And I do know some of the attorneys that have worked with you, and not only are they great people, I know that they've raved about their results. So Michelle, for everyone listening, what is the next step? Is it reaching out to you via phone, via email, going to the website? What do you want people to do?
Great. So on our website, we have our phone number and you can call us anytime. You could send us an email or you could even go to the website and leave a message as well. Like I said, the customer service is definitely something that we're big on. So we get back to you right away and we'll work with your schedule to set up a meeting.
Perfect. Well, I really appreciate all of you coming on. I think that, you know, having the different aspects, not only working with someone like you yourself, Michelle, who has been in the legal industry forever, but having medical and forensic, you know, experts on the team really sets you apart from other companies that I've seen. So for everyone listening, Iconographics is the name. Make sure you go to their website. Make sure you get a hold of Michelle. And, you know, this is not something you want to leave to the end. Once you have a case and you feel like this is right for you, definitely send her an email, give her a call, work with the whole team. They're fantastic. And I want to thank you all for coming on today.
Thank you very much, Courtney.